Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The offseason rolls on, and your questions continue to roll in, so let's get right to them. The first one comes from Dustin. If the Vikings have a choice between an outside linebacker or an inside linebacker at number 8, which position is a greater need? Well, the Vikings are missing a starter at both inside linebacker and outside linebacker coming into the 2014 season, and this year's draft class has talented players at both spots. But remember, Rick Spielman does not draft for need. He conducts drafts and looks for the best players available. So when the Vikings are on the clock at number 8, and if they want to go with a linebacker, I expect them to take the best linebacker available, regardless of whether he's an inside linebacker or an outside linebacker. Our next question comes from Ian. Do you think we should pursue Sidney Rice? I think it'd be great to see him back in Minnesota. When Sidney was originally in Minnesota as a second-round draft pick of the Vikings, he had a great career. His best season was in 2009 with Brett Favre. He parlayed that into a big contract with the Seattle Seahawks, and now he's a free agent. While Sidney is still a good player and was productive for Seattle, my sense is a reunion with the Vikings is not in the cards. The Vikings have Jerome Simpson back. They have Cordarrelle Patterson coming off a great rookie season and Jarius Wright coming into his third season. On top of that, you have Greg Jennings also on the roster with that cast of characters. I think if you add Sidney Rice to the mix, you take away from the development of Cordarrelle Patterson and you take reps away from Jarius Wright and Jerome Simpson. So the Vikings could sign him, could bring him in, and that would increase the talent level, but I don't expect it to happen, at least not right now. Our next question comes from Nick. Do you think the Vikings should trade a third or fourth round pick for Eagles guard Evan Mathis? Well, Evan Mathis is a Pro Bowler, so he's probably worth a third or fourth round pick to some team, but I'm not sure that's going to be the Vikings. Remember, the Vikings have both of last year's starting guards coming back, Charlie Johnson and Brandon Fusco. Plus, we signed Vladimir Dukas this year in free agency, and Jeff Baca, a draft pick from last year, is also on the roster. And then there's the 2014 NFL draft where there are a lot of good offensive guards who are going to be available. Given all of that, I don't know that the Vikings and Mathis are a great match. Our next question comes from Jose. What are the chances the Vikings sign or trade for quarterback Terrell Pryor? Right now, Pryor is a member of the Oakland Raiders, but if he does become available, I'm not so sure the Vikings are a good match for him either. The Vikings have two guys returning from last year's team on the roster at quarterback, Matt Cassel, re-signed in free agency, and Christian Ponder, who is already under contract. Plus, this year's draft class has a great crop of quarterbacks, and the Vikings will likely be in the mix for one of those guys. Our next question comes from Kyle. With Jared Allen now a Chicago Bear, who is going to take his spot in the starting lineup? Well, for starters, we have Everson Griffin, whom the team re-signed in free agency. It'll be nice to have him starting at right defensive end as he enters his prime, but we also have other options in free agency. The Vikings also signed Corey Wooten. He'll be plugged into the rotation at defensive end, and that's really the key. With Mike Zimmer, new head coach, running this defense, he likes a rotation on the defensive line. What this does is it keeps guys fresh throughout the game, and thus it keeps them fresh throughout the season. So hopefully when we're making a late season push to the playoffs, we have a fresh defensive line that can get after the quarterback. Our last question comes from Aaron. With his size, Linval Joseph should be a good run stuffer, but can he pressure the quarterback too? I had that same question when the Vikings signed Joseph a few weeks ago, so I went back and watched the tape. He had 7 sacks for the Giants the past 2 seasons. 4 of those sacks, he overwhelmed the right guard in a one-on-one matchup, and in 3 of the sacks, he split double teams to get to the quarterback. So I think Joseph brings to the Vikings a dominant run stuffer who's going to be great on first and second down, but also a pass rushing force that you can keep on the field on third downs to get after the quarterback. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week, so we hope you submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.